this Leading with Excellence podcast featuring a previous District 3 Superintendent of the Year and Superintendent of Southwest School Corporation in Sullivan, Indiana, Chris Stitzel. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, Executive Director of the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents. This Leading with Excellence podcast allows listeners to get to know the incredible individuals who are leading Indiana's traditional public schools with excellence and reminds us that our leaders are also our neighbors, friends, mentors, and lifelong learners. These authentic conversations help bridge the gap between the office of the superintendent and the amazing people in that seat. You know, superintendents are often seen as administrators who make big decisions about budgets, policies, or facilities. And although that is all true, this podcast shifts that perspective by hearing superintendents speak in their own voices about their community, school district, and personal stories. We'll discover the superintendent as a listener, learner, and servant leader, someone whose leadership centers on vision, relationships, and a genuine care for people. Well, let's dive right in and learn more about our guest, Chris Stitzel. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, my goodness. I found a connection. We're going to talk about this. I found a connection that you and I have. But first, tell us a little bit more about Southwest School Corporation. For those that don't know, for those who maybe have never been in your district, what would you like for them to know?
Well, I mean, Southwest School Corporation is located in Southwest Indiana. We're right between Terre Haute and Vincennes. We're a rural district, but, you know, for Southwest Indiana, we're a little bit of a to what I would consider a larger rural district. We have over 1,700 kids. It's comprised of four schools. We have Sullivan Elementary, Sullivan Middle School, Sullivan High School, all located in Sullivan. Mm-hmm. And then about 12 miles south, we have a K-8 building at Carlisle. So it's an elementary middle school.
Mm. That makes it a little challenging when you're calling weather, when you have schools spread out like that.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, I can remember a few years ago, I wasn't superintendent at the time, but I mean, in Carlisle, it was absolutely, you could drive anywhere, do anything, and you went 4 miles north and it was a sheet of ice and we missed school the whole week. So yeah, it can be quite a challenge.
I think that was 2013. We had this huge ice storm that came through.
Yeah, it was definitely a challenge.
Wow.
What I would say about Southwest to me is, you know, I think it's like probably any rural community. The school is the focus of the community. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have a tremendous support in our community for our school. Anytime you need anything, the community steps up and provides that support to the school. I think we have a bunch of staff, no matter if it's our bus drivers, custodians, teachers, instructional aides, administrators that truly care about the kids. I mean, I think that's their number one focus is the well-being of our students. Mm.
Is your primary industry farming then in your community, or is there other industry?
We do have other industry, but I'd say for the most part it is farming. Mm-hmm. The big thing, you know, we have a power plant located within our district. It was Hoosier Energy, which they sold a few years ago to Hallador. And when they did sell, it put a little bit of a strain on us because our circuit breaker went from $300,000 to over $1 million.
Wow.
And,
wow.
You know, I wasn't really expecting that. So we had to do some shifting. Mm-hmm. And we've really came out of that, you know, by making some changes. We're in pretty good shape right now.
What process did you go through when you were trying to think of, now I have this additional $700,000 in circuit breaker that I'm going to have to adjust for. I still have to offer services to my students. I still have to pay my employees. I still have to run my buses. What did that look like for you when you had to make those decisions?
Well, honestly, it was extremely stressful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think back on it, you know, what we did is, you know, when you look at our business, when you want to really save money, our biggest expense is personnel.
That's right.
And, you know, you really don't want to get rid of personnel because
they're providing the
everybody
services.
We have does something that's important,
yes,
for our students.
That's right.
So ultimately, we did reduce some staff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we made some cuts with Sodexo. We outsource all of our maintenance, grounds, custodial, and food service with Sodexo. And I went back to them, and they were very generous in working in the contract and,
sure,
saving us money there. And that made the difference. And we really are back in a spot now where I feel like we're in a good spot.
Mm.
Our AV went back up. It dropped over $150 million when we had that sale of the power plant, which created the circuit breaker difference there. So we are back up to almost to where we were before that happened. So, I mean, we're in a good spot.
Yeah.
Now we're waiting to see how Senate Bill 1 affects us.
You mentioned a time before you were superintendent in Southwest School Corporation. Tell me about your path. What was your pathway into the superintendency?
Well, I graduated from Indiana State in 1986, and I was fortunate enough to get the job at Sullivan teaching graphic arts and printing, because that's really what I wanted to do. And, you know, there wasn't a lot of openings in that, and it just so happened everything came together. And, you know, so I taught for 10 years and coached. I really always, you know, the typical person, I wanted to be a head basketball coach, but Jeff Moore had came in, and Jeff just recently retired. He'd been at Sullivan for 36 years as the head basketball coach. So I kind of changed my path a little bit there and became the athletic director after 10 years.
Sure.
So I did that for 11 years. And then I moved on to be the principal for 4 years. And I guess really what it was is, you know, when you're a teacher, you're working with a small group of kids and coaching. You know, when you're athletic director, now you're working with a larger group of kids.
Yeah.
When you're the principal, now you're interacting with all the kids.
Yes.
And then, you know, so eventually I thought, you know, get to the superintendent, you'll get to work with the K-12 kids across the board. So I think that's kind of where my path was.
Yeah.
Also, I think, you know, whenever you make a change like that in your career, even though it's been at the same school, it creates excitement for you. You know, you look forward to a new challenge, and I think that's kind of what drove me to move up to the superintendency.
Did your time as an athletic director help prepare you for those other roles that you had as a principal and as a superintendent?
I really think they did. You know, I think the one thing that I've been very fortunate, Sullivan, I feel like I've developed a lot of positive relationships over the years. I feel like I'm easy to talk to, and I feel like, you know, I think I could always interact well with people. And what my real, you know, I've had many people tell me one of my greatest strengths is that I'm a good listener. I think I take the time to listen to people, and I think that's really important. So I would say that, you know, the athletic director position was one of the ones I really enjoyed because I love sports, you know, a typical Indiana person. And, you know, I really got to enjoy that.
Am I correct that I read that you were a discus thrower in high school? Is that right?
Yes.
Pretty good one.
I don't know where you read that.
Pretty good one from what I was reading. But the story I read not only talked about you winning, I believe, a regional track meet, but it mentioned something about red shoes. You had a pair of red shoes that caught everybody's attention. What was that story all about?
Well, it was my senior year at South Putnam High School. And I really, we were going into the sectional at Terre Haute, and it was going to rain that day. So the discus shoes are real slick, and I was concerned that I wouldn't be able to do the spin and throw the discus. So I went out and bought a pair of red Converse tennis shoes.
Chuck Taylor's.
Chuck Taylor's, brand new. And wore those at the track meet, and I ended up winning the sectional that year.
When you are not being a superintendent, when you just want to get away, what kind of activities do you like to do to recharge your batteries?
Well, I think, you know, the thing that I've got a son, Derek, and what we've done a lot of, we go to athletic events. I mean, he's really big into sports. He's 28 now, and he actually just took a job in Midland, Texas, as the head groundskeeper for the Midland Rockhounds. So, but over the years, we would go to events. We would go to college games, Pacer games, Colts games, St. Louis Cardinals.
So many memories you've created.
Yes, a lot of memories. Yeah. Absolutely, you're right.
Wow.
So I always tell Derek, you know, all these pictures, when I can't really remember who I am, I'll be able to go back and see all the fun things we've done.
Absolutely.
And creating those memories are really important. I feel very, you know, and my wife always went along too. So, I mean, it's really been a good family thing for us.
You mentioned graphic arts. That's what you came out and that's what you were teaching. If you wouldn't have become a teacher in graphic arts, would you have pursued that in a different way?
I really don't think so. I started Indiana State in criminology. I really felt like maybe I was going to go in law enforcement, but after a semester, it just didn't feel right.
Yeah.
And I had a teacher at South Putnam that really I connected well with that taught print shop. And he said, you just need to go to Indiana State and get your industrial technology degree and, you know, become a teacher. Because really what I probably would do would have been a coach. Mm-hmm. You know, I really enjoyed coaching. You know, the typical person, I wanted to be a basketball coach in Indiana. So, you know, I probably would have went that route.
When you think about the future of Southwest School Corporation, you think about the opportunities that your students have, and you think about the context of new accountability and diploma seals and the things that you're already doing, what are you excited about for the future of the students in Southwest?
Well, I think one of the biggest things I'm excited about right now is our emphasis on literacy. Mm-hmm. We've really got a renewed interest at the elementary level. We have literacy coaches in both our elementaries, and you know, I'm really looking forward to seeing what that does in about 5 years. Because, you know, my principals right now are a little bit disappointed that we're not seeing the gains that they want to see immediately. And I tell them really significant change takes 3 to 5 years.
Yep.
So I really look forward to seeing that because, you know, we really believe, you know, me and Mr. Stuckey, my assistant superintendent, talk a lot about this. If a kid can read and read well, they're going to be successful.
That's right.
It doesn't really matter what other skills they develop, but if they can read, they're going to be a real success. So we've really got a renewed emphasis on that to improve that. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens with that in five or 6 years.
Yeah. Two more questions. You have been in Southwest for a long time, a significant portion of your adulthood.
My whole career.
Yeah.
40 years.
40 years. How do you, when you walk into a store, when you walk into a restaurant, when you go to church, people know who you are.
Yes.
How do you stay humble when people know that you are the superintendent? You make big decisions that impact a lot of people.
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I just feel like we're all one big family down there, to be honest with you. I mean, you, no matter where you go, everybody knows you. You know, they asked me to be the Grand Marshal this year of the Corn Festival Parade, which is a big deal in Sullivan. You know, it's been going on for 70 years. And I told them, I said, oh, you guys must feel like it's time for me to retire. They don't usually give this to somebody while they're still working. But, you know, I think that really, you know, I never like to brag about myself, obviously. I feel like, you know, I'm just doing my job. That's what I'm supposed to do every day. But, you know, I think I've just... Everybody trusts me down there because I'm willing to listen to
them.
And I think that's really important.
And you've earned that trust over 40 years.
Yes.
Last question, title of our podcast. When you think about leading with excellence, and that's exactly what you do in Southwest, what does that mean to you in the context of public education?
Well, I think for me, you know, you have to always listen to your community.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to always be willing to look at what you're doing and be willing to make changes.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to grow as an individual. You know, I'm a big person that, you know, you're only as good as your team.
Yes.
And I feel like I've hired a lot of good people. I try to stay out of their way and let them do the job. I always tell them, and they laugh about this at times, my team, but, you know, I always try to hire people smarter than me because I figure it's going to make me look good, and I trust them. So, but I think the other thing is, you know, as a leader, which is not always the easiest thing to do, especially in a small town where you know everybody, and a lot of times you hire people that are from that area, you still have to hold them accountable to make sure they do the job right. So,
well, in 40 years, you probably have multiple generations of family members that are working for the
school
district.
Absolutely. It's kind of unique when you see, you know, you think, I really can't believe it's been 40 years. It really does go fast.
Yeah.
I mean, when you see kids that are now having kids that, you know, you taught and they're actually working at the school.
Yeah.
So,
Chris, thanks for being my guest.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest has been Superintendent of the Southwest School Corporation, Chris Stitzel. Chris's story reinforces that excellence is a journey, not a title. We hope today's conversation helped you see the heart behind the role of the superintendent. Today's conversation reminds us that leadership is not only about decisions, it's about people, passion, and purpose. This has been another episode of the Leading with Excellence podcast from the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents.